This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Parks and green spaces around Kentucky have remained busy throughout the COVID-19 pandemic as people search for places to get out of the house. Kentucky Parks and Recreation Society Director Terry Wilkerson says that's one place that never shut down in many communities.
We have never truly shut down. We've had a few parks departments that have had limited services. The parks have been utilized all through COVID. People appreciate the green spaces, getting out and disrupting the cabin fever.
Wilkerson says with the reopening of the state, parks are close behind.
We're really excited that we're able to start our pools and programs and things like that again, our youth programs. You know, our biggest challenge right now is just recruiting the help.
She says agencies are facing issues trying to get parks and recreation back open.
It's a matter of recruiting those people, getting them there to even do tryouts. You know, make sure that they want the job and are ready to go through the training. The jobs are there. It's just getting the people there.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Terry Wilkerson with Kentucky Parks and Recreation Society says the challenge last year was maintaining parks and facilities.
The facilities are there. They've been maintaining them, taking care of them all through COVID, ready to reopen. We've had a task force, Kentucky Recreation Park Society. We had a task force ready to go last year. We put together a plan to reopen parks.
She adds keeping parks and rec funding is vital.
One of the first programs that's cut when the economy goes south is Parks and Rec, and we tend to be the last one funded when it comes back. So it's been amazing to see what our parks professionals across the state have been able to do.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.